kept surfacing over and over again. A little disjunctive, but the word is partners, P-A-R-T-N-E-R-S. And I became curious about the definition in relationship to Christian leadership, and I found a surprise when I looked it up in the dictionary. Listen to it. Partners. One of the heavy timbers that strengthens a ship's deck to support a mast. You and I are called to be a partner with these precious persons with whom we work and serve in their search for God. En route, you and I as Christian leaders are one of the heavy timbers that strengthens the deck to support the mast. I wish for each of you, en route, God's special strength as you become a change agent, as you become a person of courage, as you believe in other people, as you become a lifelong learner, and as you be a visionary, and be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think, then, as a partner, you will discover in 1 Peter 2:9 that you are indeed a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness and to His marvelous light. What then are you waiting for? When then might you begin? Isn't it strange that princes and kings and clowns that caper in sawdust rings and common folk like you and me are builders for eternity? To each is given a bag of tools, a shapeless mass, and a book of rules, and each must make, ere time is flown, a stumbling block or a stepping stone. Repeat after me. Isn't it strange that princes and kings and clowns that caper in sawdust rings and common folk like you and me are builders for eternity? To each is given a bag of tools, a shapeless mass, and a book of rules, and each must make, ere time is flown, a stumbling block or a stepping stone. God's choicest gifts to you as you become a transformational Christian leader for persons in need of His love, His salvation, and His life in the new millennium of 2000.